How did you get involved in the Funniest Fed competition?
Well, I think a series of emails went out. The producer, Naomi Johnson, sent out a series of emails kind of inquiring if there are any comedians in the area, up and coming or whatever, that are interested in, you know, participating in this competition. And then from there, it just spread like wildfire. You know, we found our friends or whoever, you know, was in the government that we felt was funny, you know, come and join this competition.
And so how does the competition work? Is it like a series of stand-ups that are judged? What happens during the contest?
It's like any other contest when there's like semifinals and you have, you know, we had like auditions first, and I think she took everyone, but we just wanted it. She wanted it to sound real big, so she was like, okay, we'll just take everyone, but don't tell them that. But, you know, when you're first starting out. So it's just a series of different competitions when you have a semifinal rounds and then you get knocked out and they keep five people for the finals and, you know, stuff like that. And it started off like 47 to 50 people, you know, and then they chopped it down to five for the finals.
All right. So people can – how do they sign up? What's the application process like?
Well, let me tell you this. If they go to www.funniestfed.com, and that's FunniestFed.com, funniestfed.com, it'll tell them everything. Because, you know, I don't know if what processes she's changed and stuff like that. So that's how they can definitely become a part of that.
All right, and we'll link that at federalnewsradio.com so people will know how to get involved. But it essentially, though, you put in a audio tape or some sort of application, if you will, of your work, and then you do an audition, and then you have the big stage show. Is that
right?
Pretty much the way it goes?
Yes, she'll let you know through emails, you know, what round you're going to be in. And, you know, I for this particular competition, I don't know if you have to put in a voice or a video, but, you know, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of amateurs as well as, you know, professional comedians that are actually federal employees. So, you know, that she's not requiring them to probably put in any kind of DVD or anything like that.
Now, it says in one of the rules here, all the comedies must be in good taste and not degrade the U.S. agency or employment or public service in general. Does that leave you enough material?
Barely, honey. Barely, because I got in by the skin of my teeth. But, you know, it's an adult show, but, you know, she asked that we use discretion. And this year, she might even tighten the reins on it even more because it got so much publicity. And you want to make sure that you're tasteful, especially if you're representing the agencies, but really not. You're just saying that you work for the agencies, basically. But, you know, there can be gray areas in that too. So.
Well, can you tell us? Are you still working for the federal government?
In this economy, honey, are you kidding me?
Is that a yes?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Just checking. We're talking this morning to Freddie Vernell. She's the winner of the 2007 Funniest Fed competition. She's an engineer at the Federal Aviation Administration. All that, and an engineer too.
Oh, funny engineer. That is a rare cat.
Okay.
You are just full of talent.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, we engineers get a bad rap, but, you know, every now and then I do look at them like, am I like the engineers I work with?
Well, we all say, you know, it's not rocket science, but for you, probably it pretty much is.
Well, some days it is. Some days I have a deer caught in the headlight look myself. So,
well, do you use a pocket
problem and issue we have to deal with?
Do you use a pocket protector?
No. I mean, I barely have pockets. You know, I wish they would make something like that for us to put our phones and pens in for women. Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah, women don't have pockets by and large. You know, they just don't make ladies' clothes. Even pants don't have too many pockets.
Well, you just have to wear a fishing vest over your dress.
Earrings or something, you know.
You know,
just take it out your ear and write with it.
You know, if you had to give some advice to feds that are thinking about, they think they're funny, but they're not really sure. So, you know how it is. And they've never really done any stand-up or anything like that, and they're thinking about maybe, you know, trying out for this. What advice would you give them?
I would say they should go to open mics to practice to see how the audience likes them. There are open mics all over this area. You can go to dcstandup.com, and it shows a whole list of different places that have places where they can just walk in, get a piece of paper, and get on the mic, and there's a crowd, you know. And then they also have classes at Laugh Out Loud, which is another comedy club, and they can find that online. That'll help them. There are people there that can help them, you know, form a set or a routine. There's a lot of resources, you know. My favorite is a book called The Comedy Bible. And, boy, I'm giving a lot of shout-outs.
Come on, shout out. People need help.
Though. These are serious places that can help people, you know, break out of their shell and decide whether they want to do it or not. But believe it or not, a lot of people start off not funny. And they took their time, and they were patient, and they practiced, and they got funny.
So, in other words, they got serious about their comedy.
Exactly. Now, me, I was born funny, but, you know. Other people may have to work a little harder.
What's funny about you, Freddie Vernell?
What's funny about me? I don't know. I really think that I've always been humorous, and I didn't really realize that until I looked back in an old yearbook, mm-hmm. like in middle school, that people were like, funny, funny chick, funny girl. And I was like, wow, you know. And the reason why I did that is because I saw an episode of Oprah, and it said, to find out what you really want to do in life, you got to look back when you were younger and what really, you know, got you excited about something. So I just remember seeing how, you know, people thought I was such a funny person. So, you know, I just decided to not let my life go by without, you know, trying.
Exploring something. That part of your personality.
Yes. And I have been blessed beyond belief, you know. I work. I don't know. Can I say I work at another radio station?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, you can. Sure. You don't have to tell us what the radio station is.
Okay.
You can certainly say that.
Yeah, I got it. A lot of stuff has happened for me after I won the competition, and I'm just overwhelmed by it all. Like, you know, I work on a morning show, and I do comedy segments and gossip. I do the Hollywood gossip. So, you know, and then I go to work in the morning.
Well, I wanted to ask you that what it's like being funny at work, because FAA, like any federal agency, these tend to be serious places, but I imagine the ability to be funny must help you and your colleagues get through some of those rough patches in the day.
That, you know what? I love that question because I really separate the two. And I think that sometimes that gave me an edge because everything I talked about during the competition in 2007 was normal stuff. It wasn't about work so much. And I separate the two because what I do is serious and affects people's lives. So, you know, I can't be class clown at work. Even though when the doors are closed and I walk away, I may have some funny stuff to say under my breath. But, you know, I really keep a serious hat on. And it's been, you know, people just found out that I did comedy during the competition. I mean, they, you know, it was like a couple of people saw me on the news, and I kind of used my middle name for my first name. I kind of switched some stuff around so that, you know, it'll keep my anonymity and stuff like that. Like, they want to do an interview at work, and I was like, I really don't want to do that. And, you know, the newsletter for my job was not happy about that. But, I explained to them that, you know, as a woman, as an engineer, I got to be taken seriously. I can't, you know, be taken as a joke. You still have to work and pay the bills, so you know, and take your job seriously at the end of the day. So for me, I separate the two.
You know, that is really incredible. My hat's off to you, girl, because you have two distinctly different personalities, and you get to exercise both of them, and I think that's just wonderful.
Well, thank you. It's stressful, but I think that's what helps me in both of my jobs.
There you go. What
is your area of engineering?
It's systems engineering, like development from cradle to grave and industrial.
Okay. Wow.
Well, Freddie, will you be participating this year in the Funniest Fed competition?
I think I may perform this year.
Good for you.
And hopefully they'll let me crown someone, because I've always wanted to crown, like take my crown off and give it to someone else.
That's a good idea. I think
you know?
Pass on the tiara.
Well, I nominate you to be the voice of Metro.
Oh, that would be cool.
You know, so really get those people chuckling about the doors opening and closing on them.
Get off me. I don't think they would want me to do it. I'd be like, get off right now.